listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseff.
It is almost time for Charathon. It is just a couple of days away. It starts Thursday.
It's very soon.
At 7 a.m. Central.
So excited.
Less than 48 hours away.
Yes.
I guess that's, what, 46 hours? If you're listening to this.
Yes.
At 9 a.m. Central.
It took me a second to do that math.
Doing math.
Wow.
Time zone math is really fun,
time
too.
Time zone math. Oh, yeah.
Yes, when we have international guests, I have a great time doing time zone math. And international guests is one of the fun things that we get to do here on KFUO.
It's
talk with guests from all around the world and share their stories. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what we do and why we do it during our Charathon preview today.
Yes.
Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio today in our preparation for Charathon 2024, Mary Schmidt, Director of Development. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
I'm laughing and chuckling because if you could only see Pastor Doug Gribenaugh, our mission advocate here at KFUO, he's all smiles and ready to go. Good morning, Pastor.
Well, I hope you can hear that smile in my voice, yes? Hi, everybody.
He's our mission advocate. You hear him weekday afternoons here on KFUO as well, sharing sacred music with you. And from time to time, you hear him on some of our Bible studies, which I believe is coming up really soon.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. I'll be back down in the studio again for a Bible study on Proverbs.
Ooh, Proverbs on thy strong word. Well, we are excited about Charathon. It happens every year here on KFUO. Mm-hmm. It's an important part of what we do because we are listener supported. So what do we mean when we say listener supported, Pastor?
What we mean is that KFUO Radio is the broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and funded entirely by you, brothers and sisters, by our brothers and sisters in Christ who tune in, by our churches, congregations, our recognized service organizations, as well as other ministries within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are here to support the ministries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and to uplift each other, supporting our churches with Bible studies and worship services, our missionaries around the world with resources, our seminary students with Bible studies on books like the Book of Proverbs, and also to enrich you, brothers and sisters, to give you God's word in study, in worship, in song, so that his word forms your life, and then you're ready to profess that word, to proclaim in your community, as we do around the world, Christ for you, anytime and anywhere.
And that makes Charathon a very important time of the year for us, a very important event for us, and a very exciting time for all of us to come back and gather together and to have this time to celebrate what we do, but also celebrate our listeners and their support for us and what makes all of this so important. So what actually happens during a Charathon for people who may not remember last year? And last year was a long time ago. Or for our new listeners, we have so many new listeners too. What actually happens during a Charathon?
Well, you know, as we were outside in the hallway, we were sort of chatting, and I think the term was like a family reunion. And it kind of is, because we bring together our listeners who have supported us for many years, or maybe brand new listeners that want to support this proclamation of the gospel. We can call in, we can hear one another. It's a chance, really, where we get to talk with our listeners. And you know, you call in on the phone, and I actually get to hear your voice, and you get to hear mine, you know, because radio is really very one way sometimes, at least during my music hours, right? I try to envision you all. But it's a way that we can bring in our different RSOs, ministry partners, as well as just bring in folks that are out doing the work around the world in proclaiming that gospel. So a family reunion for all of us and the premier fundraising event to support KFUO Radio so that we don't become like other listener-supported organizations and every 2 months we have we have the phone banks open to call in, right? You know, we want to do this as just a special event and really then set forward in the next year, charging out there with God's word in worship and in song and in study.
And during Charathon, we continue all the KFUO original programs, all the programs that we produce here at KFUO, we continue them, and we don't take them away during that time, the programs that we produce. So
no, and it's really nice because we do. We get to engage with our hosts in a very live fashion. Even some of those guys who are remote, we have a chance to finally sit down and talk the whole team together and all of our listeners together. And I think some of our programming during Charathon comes into the podcast. So if you can't listen during the day, you can still tune in and join our family reunion in the podcast as well.
Absolutely. And something special that we get to do during Charathon that we don't that you don't normally get to hear on the air. We get to share, this is kind of special programming for Share-a-thon. We get to share some of the podcasts that are only podcasts that don't normally broadcast.
Yes. Like the Ladies' Lounge.
Like the Lutheran Ladies' Lounge.
It's the one time a year you get to hear us over the air. It's very exciting. And this week's episode.
Do you want to give us a hint?
It's very fun. Oh, how do I don't even know. It's so we have a part. I got to back up. We have a party planning committee in the Lutheran Ladies' Lounge. And so
can we confirm this?
Yes, you can.
Breaking news on the coffee hour. That's right.
And so we like to plan parties for you occasionally, because who doesn't love a party? And parties involve, you know, food and singing and maybe a little table talk, things you can talk about. And so it's confirmation season.
You're right.
So we're going to party plan your confirmation party. But it's not anything like what you think it's going to be. It's very fun.
All right. Well, so that's confirmed then.
That's confirmed, yes. I didn't know if she was going to give it away or not.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah, let's give it a little
hint. It's going to be in the show notes.
That's Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Friday afternoon at 3 p.m.,
I believe. It's at 3. Yeah. Yep.
I should know.
I should too. We're never on the air, though. I never have to think of a time when we're going to be on.
So we have some special episodes of podcasts that you'll get to catch during Share-a-thon in the afternoons, late afternoons, that you don't normally get to hear on the air. They're strictly podcasts, mm-hmm. with the exception of Share-a-thon. So in addition to Lutheran Ladies' Lounge, we'll also get to hear from Friends for Life, mm-hmm. which is LCMS Office of National Mission, Friends for Life, Life Ministry.
Good stuff.
Here's some great stories. I believe we get to hear from Pastor Wolf Miller, the episode with Pastor Wolf Miller. That. We also get to hear from End Goals, and that's LCMS Youth Ministry and their podcast. A great resource for parents, pastors, other church workers, anyone who cares about young people in the church, who cares about youth and young people in the mm-hmm. church. It's a great support to anyone who cares about young people and helping them support youth and youth ministry in their congregation. So we'll share that. And also God's Mission Here, which is a new podcast from LCMS Office of National Mission. Ooh. So all those you'll get to hear on the air during Share-a-thon in the afternoons, Thursday and Friday afternoon as well. So those are just some of the bonus things you get during Share-a-thon.
It's very exciting.
There are all kinds of bonus things we get during Share-a-thon too, right?
Well, yes, I suppose if you want, we do have some special gifts and thank you presents for our listeners during this very special time of year, Share-a-thon. And I you know, if I say so myself, they're kind of cool this year.
Excellent. And we're going to talk about those in a little bit, too.
Oh, okay. They're so cool. I just wanted to talk about them now.
They are super exciting. Well, we talked a little bit about what we do during Share-a-thon. We invite listeners to call in and support KFUO during Share-a-thon and to be a part of what we do at KFUO. Why do listeners support? Why do they support KFUO? Well, KFUO and the programs that we offer all makes a difference. And Mary, I understand you have a story to share with us of how KFUO has made a difference for listeners.
Well, actually, I have several small stories. I never really get like a full drawn out story, but people will occasionally talk to me and they will tell me just little tidbits that mm-hmm. really make a difference. KFUO has been a resource for people. I had a story about a family up in Oregon who were too far away from a Lutheran church, and so they listened to KFUO every Sunday because it was about 2 hours to drive to the nearest LCMS church. And so they used KFUO as their resource for their kids, to teach their kids, to have their kids go to church, but also to learn about the Bibles. So they implemented it in with their schooling as well. I've had people tell me that they have been listening to KFUO for years, that this has been a wonderful thing in their life. I've had people tell me that they just found KFUO and that this is wonderful. They didn't know there was programming out here like this that is so faithful and true to the gospel and to God's word. I've had people tell me that KFUO has been there for them when they've lost someone close to them. A gentleman recently wrote in and he said that he and his wife had listened to KFUO during the later part of her years, and they would listen from the hospital and then eventually from the living assistance place where they were at. And she passed away last September, and he continued to listen because KFUO was such a comfort to him, and it helped nourish him in his faith at a time when he was having a lot of difficulty. And that's a very common one when people have lost their spouse or a parent or grandparent, or have had a few where they've lost a child, and that's really difficult. And so KFUO was there for them, and they expressed that they were very grateful to have been listening to KFUO, that something came on over the air that really touched them, that they really needed to hear, and it was there for them when they needed it. I've had people express that they love our music, that we have really good music, and a lot for our 12 days of Christmas,
yes.
that we continue to celebrate the birth of our Christ for all 12 days. It's been it's quite a bit of stories actually come in. People just thanking us that we are on the air, that we have our app. I've had a couple people from both sides of the coasts on our country say, you know, we're not anywhere near St. Louis, but we can hear you through the KFUO app, through the internet. Thank you so much for being on. It's quite a few stories, but those are just a little snapshot of what it is.
You know, I do have a couple of classmates who've gone out into the mission field, and they're able to tune into KFUO and listen to our worship services and sort of have a worship service in their native tongue, right? Because they're spending all their time out there proclaiming it in a new place. And then they can almost take a break and just relax and let the word be preached to them in a language that they don't have to work extra hard to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know some of our missionaries in Africa have shared that, because when it's Sunday morning here, it's afternoon there.
Yeah.
In various parts of Africa. So they'll listen to they'll attend service in their local language and then listen to KFUO in the afternoon when they're home eating lunch and relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So many good things. And you mentioned the app, the website. Like, you don't have to be in St. Louis to hear KFUO, which is a really great thing of modern technology from many, many years ago when it was modern, that enables us to be in all of those different places.
In fact, we have a very young fan. His name is Grayson, and I got to meet him. He and his dad came in, and Grayson listens on his smart speaker in his room.
Yep.
So he just says, hey, you know, Alexa, you know, and tune into KFUO radio, and boom, there it is. So he's a big fan of ours. So Grayson, wanted to say hi to you, brother. It's good to meet you.
We get to hear him every once in a while.
That's right. He recorded a little liner for us when he was here.
So he has a greeting, and we share that as well. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we're going to learn more about what's going on during Share-a-thon 2024, how you can participate, and some of the fun thank you gifts as well for Share-a-thon 2024. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Eggleseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Sharing our faith can sometimes be hard, especially face-to-face. That's one of the reasons KFUO is here, to share God's Word globally on your behalf and to equip you with the knowledge, confidence, and words to share Jesus yourself. This Share-a-thon, make a gift to KFUO Radio so we can continue sharing Christ to the world. Donate online at kfuo.org/share-a-thon. That's kfuo.org/share-a-thon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Share-a-thon 2024 is right around the corner, and we're talking with Mary Schmidt, Director of Development here at KFUO, and the Reverend Doug Gribenaw, Mission Advocate for KFUO, and the voice you hear on weekday afternoons sharing sacred music with you.
And every Friday, encouraging you to go to church. That's right.
It's very important.
On Sunday. It's great.
Now, we're going to talk about a variety of things, some of the fun giveaways, but I want to go back to one thing Mary mentioned when she was sharing stories, and that is one thing that we get to do once a year, in addition to Share-a-thon being once a year, and that is Christmas.
I love Christmas.
With the 12 days of Christmas, you had shared that you had some listener response, and I know I get some of those emails as well from listeners, and just how important that is, that they get to hear that sacred music for those 12 days of Christmas. I think that is an example of how KFUO is different.
Yeah.
We get to follow the church calendar here at KFUO. So like Easter music during the Easter season or Lent music during the Lent season. We don't really have an Epiphany library of music yet.
So someday. Any of you church musicians out there, if you're hungry for some work, you know, start on those Epiphany hymns.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Build up that library.
All the hymns.
We include Epiphany hymns in the late part of the Christmas season quite often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
12 Days of Christmas right at the end there.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that we get to do. That's one way that we're different than other stations, other resources that you might tap into, is that we get to follow the church calendar. And so we observe the full 12 days of Christmas and then some. That's bonus. Right. Some bonus days during the 12 days of Christmas. Since we started doing that a few years ago, it's just been so encouraging to hear from our listeners how much they appreciate that when the rest of the world is done with jingle bells and all the other, you know, cultural Christmas things.
Yeah.
When they're done with that, then they can still tune in and listen to sacred music for the Christmas season. It's just one of the great things about being here at KFUO and being something that's unique, particularly following the church calendar. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some of the special gifts during KFUO Share-a-thon. And yeah, because I know we kind of hinted at that earlier. There are various levels of giving. So where do we want to start?
Well, we'll start at the very beginning.
That's a very good place to start.
Indeed.
LOL.
At our introductory level for Share-a-thon supporters, $120 a year or $10 a month, and you can set up that monthly giving, we have a color pencil set.
It's very cute.
And I have two little ones, and so coloring is a big thing at home. And, you know, I'll be honest, coloring is kind of a big thing with me, too. It's a nice
coloring
way to sit down. So we have a color pencil set, a couple of coloring pages that are going to come with that. And it is even branded with our KFUO logo and Luther's Rose. And so you have a nice full set. Golly, how many pencils are in this? Looks like about 10 or so.
I haven't
sat down to count. You could do that for me.
Mary, have you tried it out yet?
Not yet. I'm excited to, though. I love to color. It helps me to de-stress at work.
And, you know, actually, for anyone doing a Bible study, maybe some seminarians out there, you can make this pencil set for your Bible study. Circle those verbs, circle those, you know, subjects and nouns. You can do all your parsing in Greek and Hebrew with your KFUO radio pencil set.
Very
if you'd
nice.
Like to do that.
Very nice.
At the $240 level, or just $20 a month, when our donors give at this level, they will receive from us a KFUO shirt. And this year, we have polos. We're going to test this out. The men have a sky blue polo, and the women will have a grass green polo. So nice Easter pastel colors. Mm-hmm. And they're very soft, and they're very nice. We tried them out for everybody.
Yes.
In addition to the pencil set, because each gift, you know, sort of builds.
They
so
accumulate.
You get the pencil set and then the polo at the $240 level. That's right.
This is true.
And these are not like crispy cotton polos. These are like athletic fabric that you actually want to wear. So yes.
Yes.
They're very,
very nice. Very
nice.
Our third tier, the $480 a year or $40 a month, is the KFUO Radio Day Sponsorship. And you hear Mary's voice with these day sponsorships throughout the year, and it's just a wonderful way for you to give thanks to God for the blessings in your life, to remember someone who was important to you, who now rests in the Lord, or just to give thanks for, you know, the radio ministry of KFUO. However you'd like to return thanks to God, a 30-second message that is voiced by our own Mary Schmidt. At the $480 a year or $40 level, the day sponsorship with KFUO and the polo and the coloring pencils.
Our next tier, our fourth tier, is at the $720 level, which is $60 a month. At this level, we will give you our new KFUO 14-ounce ceramic coffee mug. It's really nice. It's a chill blue. It holds really well. We tested that one out with lots of coffee as well.
Yes, we did.
And it has the Luther seal on the other side and KFUO Radio, Christ for You, Anytime, Anywhere, since 1924 on the other side. So you have two images on this mug, and it's really nice.
And then at our premier level, $1,500 a year or $125 a month. I'm a big sci-fi fan, right? I love Star Trek. Lutherans in space. Well, there was indeed a Lutheran in space. His name is Colonel Jeffrey Williams. And while he was on the International Space Station, he took a whole set of photographs and brought that together in a beautiful coffee table book, The Work of His Hands, which showcases the meticulous goodness of God's divine providence, his care for his creation, his care for you and me, his wisdom in ordering the universe. And this is our sort of premier thank you to you, this beautiful coffee table book with imagery of our Lutherans in space. That's right. And just a wonderful way to have a conversation starter when someone says, how did you get this really cool coffee table book? Well, I support KFUO Radio. And let me give you a coffee with my mug. And let's sit down. We can do some coloring. So a wonderful set. And I do hope that you'll treasure these things and use them as an opening to tell everyone about the wonderful work that is being done on KFUO Radio, the work that you are supporting.
And there's another level of giving.
We have an exclusive gift this year.
It's not so secret. We mentioned the Lutheran Ladies Lounge having a broadcast coming up on Friday afternoon. There's also a special level of giving for those fans of the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, and it's very colorful as well.
It's so colorful, and I love it so much. We have exclusive Lutheran Ladies Lounge ankle socks this year, and I wore them last week, and they were delightful on my feet. So they are hot pink because, of course, and flowers, and they say Lutheran Lady on them. So you can sport your support of Lutheran Ladies Lounge. It's really hard to say. That's a one-time gift of $150 or $12.50 a month, which is kind of like Spotify level. So if you think in terms of like support, if you pay for Spotify, you might as well pay for us as well.
And Spotify isn't going to give you some cool
Spotify
socks.
Isn't going to give you right. Cool socks. So these socks, they have like, they're the ones that have the cushion on the bottom and the compression in the middle. So they're incredibly comfortable.
I don't know who would have had any influence over the design or the plan for those for the Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
That was me.
Sarah and Mary working behind the scenes.
Yes. It was fun.
Pastor Doug,
it's fun. The design is, if you've seen our wallpaper, the yellow wallpaper with the flowers on it, that's a throwback. The socks are a throwback to that wallpaper design. So
socks that look like wallpaper. I love it.
They're amazing.
And actually, you can visit our website and see these gifts, of them as well.
That's
so go to kfuo.org, and in the header bar, there's the Share-a-thon 2024. If you click on that, scroll down the page, you can actually see images of these thank you gifts, as well as descriptions as well. So that's a great place to see these things and see these Lutheran Ladies Lounge Lutheran Lady socks. That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is.
So one of the neat things about the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, that it's not just a podcast, but also a community on social media.
Yes.
And social media has grown to be something that's pretty significant in what we do around here at KFUO. That's chiefly Sarah's responsibility KFUO. But keeping our presence, you know, so that people know what's going on with programming here at KFUO, that's happening on social media. And there are a number of other things that happen on social media for KFUO. Sarah, tell us a little bit about what happens on social media and then how many people are actually paying attention.
Yeah, so the Lutheran Ladies Lounge group that you mentioned, we are currently at a little over 21,500 members. So this is a huge group of a lot of ladies that like to talk about not only our podcasts, but like recipes and what's happening in their lives and asking each other for advice. It's a really beautiful thing that's happening. So it's literally a community, which is really awesome. We have also our KFUO Facebook, Instagram, and X/Twitter that we post programming on. So Instagram is all of the like Bible verses and hymns and catechism, things from the catechism. Those go out every day for people that want that kind of content in their feeds. Facebook is also those images and then some information from other places around the synod. I like to share things from like Concordia Historical Institute, Lutheran Church Canada, our own LCMS communication, the different publications that we have in this building, sharing those really good stories that our listeners should also know about. And then also some of our programming as well. So our Bible studies, coffee hour, different podcasts, all that gets onto our Facebook so you guys can find that content there as well. And then all of our programming also goes onto Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter, I post a lot of hymn stanzas, and those are very, very popular to get just some good hymns in your feed, and then also all of our programming as well. And we currently have 18,547 total audience across all three of those platforms. We gained over 2,500 people last year, which was awesome. I want to know if we can beat that number this year, gain even more than 2,500 people this year. But it's, I mean, we're reaching millions of people through our social media, over 3 million people, which is a really, really cool thing.
And that's not just in the United States.
No, that's everywhere. I mean, in the world.
Yeah. Everywhere the internet reaches.
Everywhere there's internet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
That's amazing. And thanks be to God for that.
That
we can share on the air, in podcasts, and on social media, the good news of Christ for you. So that's outstanding. There's one other way you can share, in addition to social media being a way of sharing KFUO with listeners, and by supporting KFUO, you can share with others as well. And that is the congregational emails, the blurbs, so that folks can share with their congregation what's happening on KFUO. And it's kind of like a best kept secret, but we don't want it to be a secret.
The people that know about it definitely like to reach out to me and be like, hey, can you include this in those emails? I'm like, that's a great idea. My parents are great at that. Like, hey, Sarah, you should put this in those emails. If you go on our website under the Connect tab, there's a church and school bulletin information. And that is where I put weekly little like 3 sentences that you can put in your bulletins. There's also an email that goes out with that same information if you don't want to go searching for it. And that is also under the Connect tab in email newsletters. You can sign up to get that newsletter every week. Those go out Wednesday mornings. And then also Monday evenings, there's a listener email. So I gather the like best of the best programming that happened over the last week. I include that in there. And also there's a weekly memory verse that we participate in that comes out from LCMS Social as well. So I do weekly memory verses in there with like a fun phone screen background. So you can like change your phone screen every week with the weekly memory verse if you really wanted to. So that's included in that email as well. So you can sign up for those newsletters on our website under that Connect tab.
See, all these things that you didn't know were available from KFUO, in addition to great programming, all these ways to share KFUO with your friends, which is really handy. So that's on the Connect tab on KFUO.org. Great resource as well. And we have, gosh, we're almost out of time. We have, we're just continuing to grow, thanks be to God, here at KFUO. And thanks to how he works through our listeners who are calling in and making gifts and supporting KFUO. And your gift is important during Share-a-thon 2024. That's taking place Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central, Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. I hope you can join us to be a part of KFUO Share-a-thon. Final thoughts from our guest today. Mary, anything?
We're excited to hear from you. Please call in. I love hearing from you.
So listeners can call in to the 1-800 number during Share-a-thon Live. Are there other ways to give, other ways in addition to calling in?
You can give online at kfuo.org. We have a donate button there. You click on it, it'll take you right to where you need to go. You can also text us, KFUO, at 41444 to get your gift to us. We'll send you a link back that'll then send you to the donate page through that access. You can also call us. We're going to have that phone number being read out every
We'll share that phone number all day long, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Doug.
It's by God's grace and with the prayers and supports of our brother and sister in Christ, all of you together, that we've been doing this since 1924. And it's a real blessing in the world. And so just on behalf of everybody, thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for supporting KFUO.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you, Pastor Doug. Thank you, Mary, for being here this morning. And go get some rest, because we got a couple of really fun, busy days ahead of us with Share-a-thon. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. You can join us for Share-a-thon 2024. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.